Bluechew.com.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. 50 ways to solve the problem without mentioning guns or actual solutions. I mean, hell, if you believe Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin, the real problem is the critical race theory and the wokeness.
And wokeness.
Teaching these kids to be too woke. Now, Rojo does deny that he pressured Dean Knutson off the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But, you know, I feel like, you know, just like he denies that Donald Trump quid pro quoed Zelensky for the missiles, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Anyways, there's a little bit more. We talked briefly about the domestic terrorism bill that, you know, got shot down along party lines in the U.S. Senate today. Here is what our pal, U.S. Senator, well, before I get to that, one other quick thought. The top recipients, at least in this calendar year, of gun money, let's call it, what do they describe it as? Gun rights group money.
I call it blood money. How about blood money? Let's say blood money. I like that better.
Well, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson came in fourth in the U.S. Senate. One, two, three, fourth. Four. Well,
you're not trying hard enough, Ron.
He was exceeded by Rand Paul and U.S. Senator John Kennedy. We hear him occasionally. He's that asinine guy. Sounds like a foghorn leghorn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Johnson came in fourth out of the Senate and House members who took gun rights money. Gun rights money. Apparently, just directly to his campaign, just about $25,000 from the pro-gun rights group. He placed third among U.S. Senate colleagues. Oh, so Kennedy and Rand Paul. When I said fourth amongst all Congress people. Where is he? Fitzy, Congressman Fitzgerald, Republican from Juneau, came in 12th out of the House and Senate. So there's 435 plus 100. That's like 535 congressional representatives, and he's number 12. That's pretty good company, or, you know, bad company, depending on your point of view.
Doesn't take much to cash a check, does it?
He cashed $14,800 worth of checks, seventh among House members.
What is so disturbing, it is so cheap. They sell for so cheap. Well, I mean, $14,000? Really? That's the price to hold the rest of the country hostage for trying to do something so innocent kids don't get slaughtered? I got $14,000. Sorry, my hands are tied.
You get $14,000 from them, and then you get $14,000 from the petrochemical companies, and, you know, $14,000 from the climate change deniers, and it starts adding up to a lot of money. And that's how you get reelected and you stay in power. See how smooth and swell that is? And what was the statement from Tammy Baldwin? I got to look a little bit harder if I want to repeat what it is that my senator, because I claim her, here's what she said regarding the anti-domestic terrorism bill defeated by all U.S. senators that are Republican, including Ron Johnson. Here's what Tammy tweeted. Senate Republicans just voted against the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act, blocking a debate about racially motivated hate crimes, white supremacy, violent extremism, and gun violence in America. Instead of doing something, they choose to do nothing today.
Mm-hmm.
Ron's office had no comment.
No comment. No time.
Although on the campaign contributions from the gun rights group, Ron's not influenced by an insignificant amount of capital like that. Hell, he took $1.2 million to the PAC. From the NRA, that's the real money. Don't be fooled by the little donations. He's not influenced by the little ones, just the big ones.
See, there you go.
844-967-2789. Matt from Mount Horeb. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I don't get these people, man. All these teachers are groomers and pedophiles. We need them armed to the teeth. the only way.
Right, dude.
I mean, is your name Jeffrey Lebowski? Because your mind is limber. I need you to send me a PDF of that drug regimen ASAP.
That's you want some of what the day, they're smoking, Matt?
Man, they were nihilists, man. Huh? They kept
drinking,
saying they believed
smoking,
nothing.
Sniffing, snorting.
Picked a hell of a day to quit sniffing glue, didn't we, Matt?
Oh,
I appreciate
God.
You listening.
That's a great point, though. Yes, the teachers, they're the ones doing the indoctrination, right? They're the ones teaching critical race theory. The teachers are the ones that are woke. Give them guns. That's what we need to do.
Well, that and the students, especially the elementary school students.
Well, I mean, little guns. You know, I mean, like little 22, you know, revolvers. You can't. I mean, I think you got to give little 22 revolvers. I don't.
Is that going to have the stopping power? You know, when a bad guy's got an AR-15 and your kid's
and body armor, and you're basically shooting pea shooters at them. Well, I mean, I don't know if they're big enough to get their little fingers around. You know, the barrel and the gun. Maybe if they get like the pistol grip. You know, I don't know. I think we'd have to really do
something
some study.
With no
recoil,
I'm
sure
perhaps.
The NRA has a great recommendation for, you know, a gun for the 9-year-old.
Well, I'm sure they'll be selling it in Houston, Texas tomorrow when they have their national convention deep in the heart of Texas. I bet you Ted Cruz will be there as well.
Oh, Ted Cruz. Can we get back to Ted Cruz?
Yeah, I want to get back there right now. Timothy Bella at the Washington Post. The headline here, Cruz storms off after being asked why mass shootings happen only in America. I think I'd read a little of this reporting. Some of you have left and come back and left again. But we've got the sound of it. So we're going to play you the sound. So you didn't miss anything. Not yet. Fancy Brian, you ready for this? Let's play the Ted Cruz. And the other voice you hear is a Sky News reporter. And it's sort of a tense little give and take, if you will. Stone is the reporter's name. So when you're ready, Fancy, drop the sound. Ted Cruz after the vigil yesterday.
Yeah. Is this the moment to reform gun laws?
You know, it's easy to go to politics.
But it's important. It's at the heart of the issue.
I get that's where the media likes to go.
No, it's not. It's where many of the people we've talked to here like to go.
The proposals from Democrats in the media, inevitably, when some violent psychopath murders people.
A violent psychopath who's able to get a weapon so easily. 18-year-old with two AR-15s.
If you want to stop violent crime, the proposals the Democrats have, none of them would have stopped this.
But why does this only happen in your country? I really think that's what many people around the world just, they cannot fathom. Why only in America? Why is this American exceptionalism so awful?
You know, I'm sorry you think American exceptionalism is awful.
I think this aspect of it.
You got your political agenda.
No, it's honestly.
God love you.
Senator, it's not. I just want to understand why you do not think that guns are the problem.
Why is this just an American problem?
Well, it is just an American problem, sir.
Mr. Cruz, why is America the only country that faces this kind of mass shooting?
But you can't answer that. You can't answer that, can you, sir? You can't answer that. Why is this country?
Why is it that people come from all over the world to America? Because it's the freest, most prosperous, safest country on earth.
Maybe the freest, maybe the most
popular. Why are our kids dying in
And Ted Cruz walked off and said, God bless you, or something to the
effect. No, he walked off, and we missed that particular part of it, and called him a propagandist. God love you. Your political agenda, you propagandist. Those are the words that a U.S. senator whose constituents, kids, just got murdered, says to a reporter asking very serious, very legitimate questions. No solutions. Oh, with the Dems and the media. Of course, you throw the media and the media proposing. That wouldn't have stopped this. Nothing's going to. Well, I mean, that's it. You're a propagandist. You have a political agenda. And God love you. You wonder why? You wonder why I have such a disregard for politicians like that? God love you. Did you really mean it, Ted? You get a question that you can't answer or you won't answer. And it's someone else's political agenda. It's someone else's propaganda. What are your solutions, Ted? What are you going to tell your constituents, Ted? Oh, sorry, nothing I can do.
Well, Ted is traveling to the NRA convention. looking for some of those baby sized guns, you know, for children's hands.
Well, arm the kids, harden man.
Get the schools ready for, you know, the inevitable future attack, because Ted Cruz's solution is Jack Squad. He offers no solution. Just platitudes. It's your fault, media. It's the Democrat, you know, Democrat fault. At least he didn't blame it on CRT and wokeness like Senator Ron Johnson did today.
Give him time. Give him time. He just hasn't heard it from Ron yet. I'm not saying arm the kids. I'm not saying the children are our future. But some kids in Wisconsin walked out today. In fact, my kid in Wisconsin walked out today. Whitefish Bay High School students walked out of school Thursday to rally against gun violence in the wake of the deadly elementary school shooting on Tuesday. About 11 a.m., students walked out of the front of the school around the side of the building to the stadium, which houses the football field. At the stadium, a moment of silence was held for the 19 kids and two teachers fatally shot. Speeches followed before students returned to class about a half hour after the walkout began. Yeah. Reading from the Journal Sentinel today, Alec Johnson reporting, and Izzy was one, my girl, walking out in protest. And this is just a couple of weeks after she protested down in Milwaukee on the Roe v. Wade issue. I mean, you know, my 17-year-old daughter is dealing with, you know, these political issues, and, you know, bless her. And I am so proud of her and all those kids that are taking a stand. And I'm not saying arm those kids. I know you don't want to arm those kids. You just want to arm all the other kids to shoot the bad guys. But those kids, they're going to be voting. And they're going to remember. And I cannot wait for that to happen.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome, man. It's been a couple days, I feel like.
Hey, Paulie, what's happening?
Hey, well, it's raining my tech out here in the Bell Line, but... I just got a quick one. Actually, I don't know. I don't understand the GOP at all. But if I read the Brady bill right, if that was a national bill, that would have stopped this guy, right? I mean,
I haven't tried to go through and differentiate whether AR-15s, but any sensible. I mean, when you look at the mass shootings in the United States, the commonality in almost every case other than white male loner is AR-15.
Correct, but wasn't the maybe I read the Brady bill wrong. I did a quick read of it, but I didn't. I guess I better be better at dueling my facts here. But
I'm not saying you're wrong, Paul. I just haven't read the Brady bill because there's no legislative will. Republicans oppose saving kids. We sacrifice 11 American children each and every freaking day, Paul. And doesn't matter what the Brady bill was, because as long as Ron Johnson and Ted Cruz serve in the U.S. Senate, we don't get a new Brady bill. The next one, I assure you, will include a ban on AR-15s for civilian use.
Well, it's tied up in the Senate right now. The Congress passed it. So Mitch is blocked. Well, I tell you what, the bottom line, then they got blood on their hands. I mean, you can never stop everything, but you can at least make an attempt to try.
Enforce the current laws, Paul, and stop waking up the kids, these woke kids. That's what's causing it. Give them the Bible and slap them on the ass and send them back to the war zone.
Well, you know, today Voss said he's for arming teachers. Now, give me a break. I mean, that's just lame. So, well, the only hope you have is if, I guess, you get the Senate back and you can keep the Congress and pass some kind of a pumped-up Brady bill, because this needs to stop, the bottom line. I mean, I'm not a radical here, I don't think. So, well, anyway, great show today, and I'm just beside myself with this whole thing. Thanks for taking my call.
Nah, thanks, Paul. Appreciate you listening, man. Well, we know. I mean, the Republicans stormed the Capitol, man. And most of the elected Republicans are down with it. So don't look to them to make any significant change. We are the devil's advocates. One more segment, 844-967-2789. Sex and chocolate!
No, that Senator Cruz went 2 minutes over, so...
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
This guy is a racist.